This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now acknowledging that COVID-19 can spread through small particles in the air over an extended distance and for hours at a time. The CDC has long insisted that the coronavirus is transmitted mainly between people standing within 2 meters of each other through droplets produced by talking, breathing, coughing, or sneezing. But the agency updated its guidelines on its website this week, citing evidence from previous research that the virus can linger in the air through small droplets known as aerosols in, quote, limited uncommon circumstances where someone with COVID-19 infected others more than 2 centimeters away or shortly after the infected person left an area. The updated guidelines said the transmission in such instances occurred in poorly ventilated and enclosed spaces that often involved activities that caused heavier breathing, like singing or exercise, that it said may contribute to the buildup of virus-carrying particles. Facebook is tightening its policy against QAnon. That's the baseless conspiracy theory which paints President Donald Trump as a secret warrior against a supposed child trafficking ring run by celebrities and government officials. The move comes less than 2 months after Facebook said it would stop promoting the group and its adherents. Facebook said Tuesday it will remove Facebook pages, groups, and Instagram accounts representing QAnon. The company said it is starting to enforce the policy as of Tuesday, but cautioned that it will take time and will continue in the coming days and weeks. The social network said it will consider a variety of factors to decide if a group meets its criteria for a ban, including its name, the biography or about section of the page, and discussions within the page. This is VOA News. Experts from a global chemical weapons watchdog confirmed Tuesday that the substance used to poison Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was from the banned Soviet-style Novichok family of potent nerve agents. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said that the biomarkers in Navalny's blood and urine had, quote, similar structural characteristics as the toxic chemicals belonging to the Novichok group. Navalny was airlifted to Berlin for treatment after falling ill on a flight in Siberia on August 20th. A number of Western governments called for an international investigation into the case. Many global leaders were suspicious that the Russian government may have been involved in poisoning the prominent opposition figure. The 44-year-old anti-corruption activist was discharged on September 23rd. He has vowed to return to Russia to continue with his opposition work after completing his recovery in Germany. Russia has repeatedly denied accusations that it was involved in the incident and has widely rejected the medical findings by German military doctors that identified the nerve agent last month. Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission annulled results of the country's parliamentary election Tuesday as opposition groups took control of government buildings. Members of several opposition parties said they plan to oust President Sooronbay Jeenbekov and establish a new government. The Central Asian country is in a strategically located area that hosts a Russian airbase as well as a large gold mine controlled by Canada. The commission's invalidation of Sunday's election followed mass protests that erupted in the capital of Bishkek and other cities. During those demonstrations, hundreds of people were injured and one person died. The chief of the election commission told the Interfax news agency that the election results were annulled to, quote, prevent tension in the country. And Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of targeting civilian populations in a dangerous flare-up over the disputed separatist enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. As the conflict intensifies in a second week of renewed fighting, diplomats from Moscow to Paris are scrambling to try to persuade the warring sides to agree to a ceasefire, but the missiles and the rockets continue to rain down. The enclave is inside Azerbaijan's borders but enjoys de facto independence and has an Armenian majority. It hasn't seen such heavy clashes since the early 1990s, when as many as 30,000 people lost their lives before a ceasefire largely brokered by Moscow. Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries related to black holes. They are Roger Penrose of Britain, Reinhard Genzel of Germany, and Andrea Ghez of the United States. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.